News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Positive out there though as well. It looks like we're about to sign off on a deal between pharmacists, GPs and the government to roll out the AstraZeneca vaccine when it is licensed here, which should be quite soon. And that's going to be the game changer because that's the easy vaccine. It's the one that can go in a regular fridge and be given out like a regular vaccine the way we would with normal vaccines. Once we have that up and running, vaccinations will start to speed up considerably. That sounds great. I'm not sure that I'm buying the good news story here, though. A lot of people are saying we should have a minister for vaccines as well. Shane, what's your view?
I think what we're seeing at the moment, I hope I'm right when I say this, I think what we're seeing at the moment is teething problems that will be sorted pretty quickly once a proper supply, once the AstraZeneca vaccine comes on supply. When numbers come true, I don't think we will be getting hung up on whether Mary and Brian got it on Tuesday and Joe and Siobhan didn't get it until Friday, and if Hospital X got it on one day before Hospital Y. I think we're seeing a little bit of human nature playing out at the moment. And look, it's obviously important that it's fair, that the system is fair, and important that it's seen to be fair. But I think there's a danger we can get hung up here on a very small number of cases and a tiny minority of vaccines.
I actually agree with you that the Brian and Mary getting it on a Tuesday or Jim and Fiona getting it on a Wednesday is not the issue. I do think the speed of supply is the issue. I think much like the housing crisis, the vaccine speed is too slow and supply is where it comes down to. And we keep hearing words. We keep hearing words from our Minister for Health and from other people going, we might get it early. It's not early. They've been using these vaccines for weeks and weeks in the UK and elsewhere. We're slow. We're bureaucratic. We haven't ordered enough. And other countries in Europe have gone ahead of us. I don't think it's right. And I think we should be saber-rattling, complaining, squeaky wheels. I don't care. I think we should be agitating for the speed of the supply from Europe. And if not from Europe, we should buy it somewhere else ourselves without going through the European system. Okay. We need to speed up.
I agree we need to speed up. I just think we need to be careful about going on our own. We are an absolute minnow. And do we really want to be trying to outmuscle Germany and France and Italy and even the UK and countries that are outside the EU? I think we're probably better off. I know the Commission have been slow, but I think we're probably better off in that system. We are a minnow. And minnows get trampled in a headlong rush. So I just think we need to be careful about saying we're going to plough our own furrow in relation to this.
Yeah, will you look at what France and Germany are doing? They are hoovering up vaccines that are unused.
They're big beasts though, Ciara.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I don't think French or German citizens have any greater right to be vaccinated during the current climate than we in Ireland do. And I think we should at least be campaigning for that. We should be at least pushing for that. And that is my view. I don't care if we are a minnow and they are sharks or dolphins or whatever large fish are called. I just think that we aren't quick enough and we should be complaining and making our disquiet known, because this vaccine is the game changer between us getting out of lockdown and saving lives, more importantly. And we need to move on it, and we need to move on it far more quickly than we are. I will not change that for minnows or large fish either.
Yeah, but we've got to be realistic as well. We're not a big beast and we have to be realistic. Look, let us know what you think. Do you agree with Ciara? Do we need to start rattling cages a bit? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Let's turn to somebody arguing, actually, we do need a dedicated cabinet minister for the rollout of the vaccine. I caught up with Fine Gael MEP, former Taoiseach Frances Fitzgerald, last night. I began by asking her why she felt we needed that special cabinet minister responsible for vaccinations.
Well, what I've been saying and, you know, reflecting on the current situation where you have these enormous demands on the health system for the emergency response to COVID-19. And then you also, of course, have the recovery side, which is the vaccination side. And it seems to me that because of those twin demands, that it makes sense to have the political leadership of another minister in cabinet to support and augment current efforts. I'm not suggesting a new department, a new ministry. I'm saying that you need the support and cooperation of another minister working on the logistical side of the vaccination rollout. And I think this would be in everyone's interest. We need to have a stronger operational grip on what's going on in relation to the vaccine. And I think this is one of the ways to do it. It's a positive suggestion. It's not a criticism.
You say it's not meant as a criticism, but I do have to ask you, would you be calling for this if it wasn't a Fianna Fáil Minister for Health? If it was, for example, your former protege, Simon Harris, who was in health, would you still be calling for this?
Well, I think there are very extra special demands on any health minister at the moment from whatever party. And I really do believe that the vaccination, there's at least three departments already involved. I mean, there is the health department, there's the Taoiseach's department because of the pharmaceutical companies, there's the whole science and science research side of it. I do believe that whoever is in government and whatever party has responsibility for health, that right now the crisis is of such a scale in terms of the demands on any one minister, in terms of the demands on the health side, the emergency response, the numbers, and at the same time, absolutely critical that we do all of the initiatives that are needed. Now, we're doing well, but we need all of the initiatives that I've mentioned around the logistics. We see in the last few days, the protocols really aren't tight enough. They're not in place. You know, if you have extra vaccination, for example, you know, where do they go? Who's next on the list? And I think there isn't any room, you know, for queue jumping or political interference, actually. So that was my suggestion, that we ought to have another minister working on this with Minister Donnelly. I know the difference it makes when you have a minister, you know, with responsibility for a particular issue at cabinet. We can see that there are new protocols required all of the time. We can see that we need to be clear in communicating to the public about, you know, how exactly it's going to roll out, assuming we have the availability of the vaccine. Mm. So I think it makes sense. And it's all about cooperation. No one could do this on their own. There is an information deficit at the moment. I think it's too much to expect that the people who are also dealing with the emergency response and the huge demands of that are able to at the same time work on all of the detail that is necessary to have a successful vaccination programme.
Just before I let you go, Frances, you referred to it or you alluded to it earlier. The news that broke over the weekend about two Fianna Fáil TDs, one of them a cabinet minister, lobbying behalf of certain groups. Now, to be fair, they were frontline groups, and we should point that out. But what do you make of that? Is that something that politicians should be doing, do you think?
Look, the exchange of information is always a good thing. If politicians have information that they feel ought to be brought to the attention of NPHET or to Breen McCrath or whoever, that's fair enough to do that. But actually, it's a good example of what I'm saying, that in fact, you have to have clarity about the priority groups. There is no room, in my opinion, for sort of any political interference or queue jumping. You want the public to have confidence in this process. They have to have 100% confidence in it. And you'll have confidence if people know there's absolute clarity about who gets the doses, when they get them, and give that information out on an ongoing basis. And in my view, the closer the government and NPHET are working together and everyone who has responsibility for vaccination, the better it will be for all of us.
And that was former Taoiseach and current Fine Gael MEP Frances Fitzgerald talking to me last night. Let us know